领导你们。
Before we read Matthew chapter 28 verses 16 to 20,
在我们读马太福音二十八章十六节到二十节之前
，Let us first take some time in quietness.
让我们先安静一些时间。
And ask the Spirit to prepare our souls to continue to worship God in the receiving of His word to us.
我们祈求圣灵来预备我们可以继续敬拜他，领受他的信息。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父
by your grace,
因着你的恩典
we can know your truth,
我们可以知道你的真理
and we can walk in your light,
我们可以行在你的光中
Please then by your Spirit,
祈求你借着你的灵
whom Jesus has sent to guide us into all truth,
借着耶稣基督赐下为了指引我们进入真理
Help us to understand and be of courage to live aloud your precious, wondrous truth.
帮助我们明白，并且有勇气可以活出你那宝贵奇妙的真理。
It's by the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名
the light of the world,
他是那世界的光。
We pray and plead.
我们祈求并恳求。
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 28 verses 16 to 20.
马太福音二十八章十六节到二十节。
Please hear the reading first in English and then in Mandarin.
我们一起来听，先是英文，后是中文。
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.And teaching to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
This is the living word of the living God
这是我们永生的神活着的话语
Let all who have ears hear and rejoice
愿一切有耳的听了便喜乐
The life-giving instruction of Matthew chapter 28 verses 16 to 20 is this
马太福音十六章二十八节十六节到二十八章十六节到二十节是一段赐生命的教导。
It tells us that the Great Commission is to make faithful, obedient little Christ of Christ.
他教导我们，大使命也就是使人成为归属基督、对基督忠诚顺服的小基督。
Christ has given us a commission.
基督给了我们这么一个大使命。
It has its content.
它有特定的内容。
It has its direction.
它有特定的方向。
And it has its results.
它有特定的结果。
And that is for us to make faithful, obedient little Christ of Christ.
那就是使人成为归属基督、对基督忠诚顺服的小基督。
And ultimately, it would be so that people would see Christ because of the little Christ.
而最终的结果是人们会因为看到了这些小基督而看到真正的基督
So I have a few questions for you
所以我现在问大家几个问题
How many of you have been asked who would like to be or what would you like to do when you grow up?
你们有没有被人问过这样子的问题哈你长大以后想做什么你长大以后想成为什么样的人
Very so few, really. Oh, I guess the education system has changed.
哇，像这个教育系统变了呀，怎么只有这么少的人？
Because I remember growing up, wherever you go, it's write an essay. Who would you want to be? What are you going to do?
因为我记得我从小长大的时候，我到哪别人都问我这些问题。
On the one hand, I'm thinking, yeah, it's so great to know the innocence of the heart. I want to be the greatest inventor in the world.
有些时候我就觉得听那些童真的话语是很好的，就我想当世界上最伟大的发明家。
And then when I look back, I know how jaded I've become. Like, that's just a dream.
然后有的时候我自己就知道我的那个态度就是啊，就是一个美梦而已。
And so, how many of you have your dreams crushed?
那我现在就问你们在座的人，有谁的美梦曾经被破碎过？
Oh, okay. I
没有吗？
Some hands. There are some hands.
有。
May God give you the healing and comfort.
愿主的医治和安慰临到你。
How many of you are still living your dream?
有多少人仍然正在经历你的美梦呢？
Oh, great! I see enthusiastic hands too. May you continue to have that.
我看到很富有热情的摇手。
That strength and passion.
那种热情真的是非常感人。
How many of you are not even dreaming anymore?
有多少人已经放弃做美梦了呢？
I give up reality, I just whatever to survive.
我放弃了，现实把我压垮了。没有，挺好。
Oh, good, yeah. And how many of you have somehow changed your dreams or aspirations or visions as you grew older and maybe wiser?
有多少人在你们长大或者变得越来越成熟的过程中改变了你的梦想呢？
Okay, so we see that there are different stratas or different spectrum.
所以我们看到有不同的这个范围。
Dreams fulfilled, dreams crushed, dreams changed.
美梦成真，美梦破碎，美梦变化。
Just FYI, hashtag goals is a new way of saying that's your dream, aspiration, ambition.
我现在就提一下，我们说到目标这个词，就是一个比较现代的说法来描述那些美梦或者志愿、愿景。
And in particular, to see what is written there, the hashtag goals.井字号加 goals 这个是现在很比较流行的一个词句、It gives us Well, there is power in our hashtag goals
在我们的
就
目标在我们的目标里面是有能量的
This is also where English translation Well, translation between English and Chinese Sometimes is not the easiest Okay for our goals, there is power because first it gives us a destination.
为什么我们的目标是有能量的呢？因为它会给我们一个目的地或者一个终点。
It helps us in a way to know.
它帮助我们会知道。
And then with this destination, it comes the imagination.
然后让我们有了这个终点以后，我们就会有适当的想象。
There's an imagination of what this destination could be like.
这个想象是这个终点会是个什么样子的呢
There's that motivation to get there
会有往那里去的动力
And because you know you have a destination You start to move in that direction
因为你知道你有一个目的地所以你会往那个方向前进
And with that motivation You start to prepare yourself for it
因为你有那样子的动力所以你会开始装备你自己
The youth will know this very well
年轻人对这点体会比较深刻
College is a destination
大学就是它的终点
Imagination of what college can bring for future life.
就开始想象什么样子的大学是我以后想去的呢
They may have a forced motivation to have to study for the SAT.
他就被迫的有这样的动力去为了 SAT 就是大学考试
Because the dream is not like, oh, I'm going to be, you know, the guardian of the English language for years to come. It's I need to pass this and do very well on this test.
再来一遍。
What did I say? Okay. The motivation is not as if I'm saying I'm going to be the guardian of the English language for years to come.
就他的美梦不是说我在多少年以后我将成为英语文学的守卫者。
守卫。The motivation is I want to get good grades so that I could get into the college.
但是它起先的目标应该是我一定要为大学入学考试得一个好的分数。
So we start to buy the books, we start to go to classes, we start to do mock tests.
所以我们开始买书，我们开始买参考书，我们上课，我们还做那种测试的考试。
So that there is the destination, which is college, at least for now.
有一个目的地，至少现在是大学。
And then there is the power of our goals not only on an individual level.
而且这种关于目标的能量不只是在个人层面上的。
It is going to be communal. That's how humanity is set up.
而是一个集体性的，这就是一个人性的最根本，是集体性的。
It means that when we dream about something for ourselves, in a way, we are also dreaming the dream for others.
当我们有一个切实际的梦想的时候，我们不仅是为了自己而做这个梦想，而是为了周围的所有人。
Sorry, when I dream about a local college or a college out of state,
当我是决定在本地还是在外州上大学的时候。
It will impact the family either finances or personal presence.
这会影响到家庭的经济情况或者我在不在这里的情况。
So is dreams are never just about ourselves.
所以梦想绝对不是我们自己的。
There is this tagline that says drink responsibly.
有这么样一个标语吧，叫负责任的饮酒。
Because you know that when you drink, you're not the only one who is affected.
因为你知道，当你喝酒的时候，你并不是唯一那个被影响的人。
So maybe we could modify that a little bit and say dream responsibly.
然后我们就可以稍微变一下，变成负责任的做梦。
But it is true. It's just, sorry, in Chinese, it does sound.Quite funny. It's like dream, you know, daydream responsibly. Okay.
中文翻译过来有点像做白日梦哈。
对。Well, here are two examples.
现在有两个例子。
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream.
马丁路德金的梦。
He is the leader of the civil rights movement.
他是美国公民权益运动的领袖。
And from excerpts taken out from his "I Have a Dream" speech.
他有一个著名的演讲叫《我有一个梦》。
It says that I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at a table of brotherhood.
他其中有一段说，我梦想有一天在佐治亚州的红山上，昔日奴隶的儿子将能够和昔日奴隶主的儿子坐在一起，共叙兄弟情谊。
His destination was for justice, was for equality, was for the recognition of human dignity.
他的目的就是正义、平等、人权。
So he fought for that destination.
所以他为此而战。
He fought for a destination where he will say, we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty storm. In reference to Amos chapter 5.
他为这样一个目的而战，他会说：“我们不会满意，直到公平如大水滚滚，公义如江河滔滔。”这一句是从阿摩斯书五章二十四节中摘录。
So this is one dream.
所以这就是一种梦想。
And then we have another dream.
我们还有另外一种梦想。
The dream of Mr. Hugh Hefner.
是休·赫夫纳的梦想。
He is the founder of the Playboy Empire.
他是花花公子企业的创办人。
And in the first editorial.And from this excerpt that was picked up by the New York Times.
在他被《纽约时代周刊》所剪的所报道的那篇就职社论中，他这么说。
This is his dream. We enjoy mixing up cocktails and an hors d'oeuvre or two, putting a little mood music on the phonograph, inviting a female acquaintance for a quiet discussion on Picasso, Nietzsche, jazz, sex.
这就是他梦想的那个样子。我们很享受把鸡尾酒和一两个开胃菜混在一起，用留声机放首很有情调的乐曲，再邀请一位熟识的女士聊聊毕加索、尼采、爵士，还有性。
So for his dream, his destination was sexual liberation for unrestrained pleasures.
所以他的终点是什么呢？是性解放和纵欲。
And so for that destination, he fought.
然后他也为此而战。
And it's a destination where he will say, he's proud. In fact, he acknowledged that he's proud that I changed attitudes towards sex, that nice people can now live together, that I can decontaminate the notion of premarital sex, and this gives me great satisfaction.
他为此而战，并且他还很骄傲地说，我对性的态度改变了，只要是好人就可以住在一起，我净化了婚前性行为的主张，这使我非常的满意。
Both are personal dreams.
这都是他们个人的梦想。
Both have communal, even in national, international impact.
而这两者都有集体性的、国家性的、甚至国际性的影响。
There's power in a person's dream.
在人的梦想中是有力量的。
Not only for the person, not only for the dreamer, but for those around the person.
不只是这个做梦的人，而是他周围的一切人。
So if you would take a pause.
如果我们现在暂停一下
Knowing that there's power in our dreams
知道我们的梦想中是有力量的
Who would you like to be Not when you grow up It's as you grow up
我们想说当你在长大的过程中你想成为什么样的人
What would you like to do As you grow up
当你长大的过程中你想做什么样的事
Let us now read together The grand goals of Jesus
让我们现在来一起读耶稣基督的宏大的目标。
First in English and then in Mandarin.
先用英文，再用中文。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching to obey everything I have commanded you.And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
耶稣近前来对他们说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
On an unnamed mountain,
在一个不知名的山上
Jesus gave name to his grand hashtag goals.
耶稣基督为他这样宏大的目标也起了个名字
It is a vision of superlatives.
这是一个超越的意象
One, he is the king bestowed of all authority in heaven and on earth.
他是那位被赋予了天上地下所有的权柄的王
All.
所有的
And he also tells us that he will be the master of faithful, obedient peoples from all nations.
他也告诉我们他是那忠心顺服的万民的主
And that he is the king whose presence is never departing.
而且他是一位常与我们同在永远不会离开我们的王
I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在
And he is the king of the kingdom that is in perpetual continuance.
而他又是那永远延续不会间断之国的王。
There is not going to be an interruption.
中间是没有任何断档的。
Because it is going to be to the very end of the age.
因为这国将持续到直到世界的末了。
So let us take a pause again and ask.
所以我们再暂停一下，我们再问一个问题。
How do our treasured hashtag goals compare to that of Christ?
我们所珍视的目标如何与耶稣基督的目标相比呢
I know if I'm to bring my personal aspirations.
我知道如果我把我自己的目标说出来的话
And when it's uninformed by the gospel.
如果在未加入任何福音的考量的时候
When it's not shaped by what Jesus has told us.
但没有被耶稣基督的话语而 塑造的时候
Then I know that my own dreams are pathetically shallow and selfishly petty
我真的知道我自己的梦想是非常麻木惨淡并且自私自利的
It really does not have that grandeur the glory of God's kingdom in mind
它真的没有耶稣基督所描述那种神国的荣耀
Yeah, I will be wanting to live out a good life
是啊，我也想过一个好的生活。
But this good life will surround, will swirl around me.
但是这个生活是围绕着我的。
Rather than for the wellness of others, rather than for the glory of God.
而不是为了别人的益处，也不是为了神的荣耀。
And knowing that these disciples previously they have fought for lives for themselves and for their own particular ideologies.
而这些门徒们也曾经是为自己的利益而战，而为自己的理想而活。
Jesus continues to remind the disciples that this is going to be about the king and about the kingdom.
耶稣基督就再次提醒他们，你们所做的这一切都是为了那个王，而且为了他的国。
And something amazing happens when we bring our own aspirations into the light of the gospel.
而当我们把我们自己的这些想法放入福音的考量的过程中，就发生了非常奇妙的事情。
Is that God will work even in the seemingly mundane and bring about the amazing glory?
神就会在我们这样很平淡无奇的生活中做工，而带出来很美妙的事情。
What would have been remained as shallow would turn deep.
曾经非常肤浅的会变成非常深刻的。
And what's petty will become benevolent and generous.
而那些可悲的会变得非常的辉煌。
So as Christians, as the disciples of Christ,
作为基督徒，作为耶稣基督的门徒，
is the grand vision of Jesus about God's kingdom, is that ours?
耶稣基督对于神国的这样子的宏大的意象，也是我们的意象吗？
Are we captivated by it?
我们为之所着迷吗？
Are we saying that, yes, that's what I want?
我们会说，啊，那就是我想要的吗？
That is what I desire to see.
那是我渴望看到的。
And when we answer the question, who do you want to be? Well, we say, I want to be a disciple of Christ.
当我们被问到你长大以后想做什么样的人的时候，我们会说，我愿意成为耶稣基督的门徒吗？
Would I say, this is what I want to do, I want to make disciples.
我会说，我想做的事情是使万民成为主的门徒吗？
So yes, Lord, I want to be a disciple, and yes, I want to make more disciples.
所以主，是的，我愿意成为你的门徒，并且我也愿意使万民成为你的门徒。
And when we're saying that growing up, it's not just about your physical age. But it's about the length of time that we have been living in the faith.
而是我们在信仰中生活的年龄。
Does this vision that Christ has given us become more and more precious and more desired?
耶稣基督所赐给我们这样子的意象，有没有变得越来越珍贵，越来越明确？
Apostle Matthew was very intentional in the way that he opened and closed his accounts on his Lord Jesus.
使徒马太在他对耶稣基督的描述的开始和结尾的遣词造句都是斟酌过的。
And of course, the in-between chapters are also very thoughtful.
当然，在每章每章的承接之中，也是非常的刻意斟酌的。
He has this very intentional opening, Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
他有这样在马太福音一章一节这样一个很刻意的开端。
This is the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
We see the word genealogy and we go, all right, brace yourself, let's get through this.
我们看到家谱这个词的时候就会
Hopefully that will no longer be the impression because this, the word genealogy just tells us that it's part of the reality of history.
希望我们不再有这样子的态度，因为当家谱这个词出现的时候，它意味着这是一段历史的真实性。
And that we understand that we're still part of this history.
而我们也知道我们仍然在历史当中。
And the choice of words to say that Jesus Christ
他选的这个词耶稣基督
Already it should strike us to say Wow, this is going to be an account About this person who is going to save his people from his sins And he is the anointed one of God
这就已经意味着我们将要描述的这一位是借着他的死而救了一切罪人的那一位被神膏抹的
And so Matthew is inviting us into seeing how God has protected generation after generation of people He's keeping his promise and he's fulfilling a prophecy Matthew is inviting us into seeing how God has been protecting generation after generation of people.
马太邀请我们来观看神是如何一代一代的保护着人们。
And so God is preserving his promise.
所以他持守着他的应许。
He is also fulfilling his prophecy.
他的预言也应验。
Christ, this is the Messiah, this is the one that has been waited for who is going to come and usher in God's kingdom.
基督就是那位弥赛亚，就是将要来的那一位，就是我们与神之间的中保。
And of all of all other descriptions that Matthew could have chosen, he then chose Son of David, the son of Abraham.
在所有马太可以选择的词语中，他接下来选择的是大卫的子孙亚伯拉罕的后裔。
This is because Matthew wants to tell us that there is a king, and this king has arrived.
他想告诉我们的是，那一位王将要来到，并且他已经来到了。
He's bringing us back to the moment when God has promised King David that there is going to be this one who will build a house for the name of God.
他将我们带回到那个时刻，神应许大卫王，你的后裔中将出来一位王。
And that God will establish the throne of this Messiah forever, or this king forever.
神会坚固这位弥赛亚，这位君王的宝座。
And why the son of Abraham?
那为什么是亚伯拉罕的后裔呢？
Besides the fact that Abraham is the revered father of the Jews,
不仅仅是因为亚伯拉罕是犹太人的祖先。
Matthew wants to tell us that God is not only going to work among the Jews now.
神现在想说的是，马太想说的是，神现在不仅仅是在犹太人中动工了。
Because it also brings to mind what God has spoken to Abraham.
因为这样我们联想到神曾经对亚伯拉罕说的话。
Is that all peoples on earth will be blessed through you?
地上的万族都要因你得福。
And being the son of Abraham, Jesus is going to be the one through whom.All nations will be blessed.
作为亚伯拉罕的后裔，耶稣基督就是那位让地上万民都要因之得福的人。
And this we see in the beautiful closure to Matthew 20, the book of Matthew.
然后我们现在将看到，马太是如何在他的结尾处非常漂亮的描述耶稣基督的。
Because Jesus tells us he is the king.
因为耶稣基督告诉我们，他就是那个君王。
And that all nations are going to have disciples. All nations will be blessed.
在万民中的门徒都要因他得福。
That he truly is Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
而他确实是耶稣基督，他是大卫的子孙，他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Jesus coming to the end of his earthly ministry.
当我们看到耶稣基督到达他在地上的工作的尾端的时候，
He instructs the disciples to meet him on this mountain in Galilee.
他让门徒们到加利利的山上去等他。
And we also see here that of all the accounts that Matthew wanted, could have picked from, he chose this particular episode.
在所有的马太可以选择的段落中，他特别的选了这一段。
It's because this intent, there is an intention that goes intopicking out the geography and the words of Christ.
因为他特意选择了这个地理环境以及接下来所说的这些话。
Because it's easy to read, oh yeah, okay, they went to a mountain in Galilee. Which mountain?
因为我们可能很容易就会想，哦，他们去了加利利的一个山，哪个山啊？
In a way, Matthew did not think it was important for us to know which mountain.
马太没有告诉我们哪个山，因为他认为这个是不重要的。
But he wants us to know that they met on a mountain because there is such symbolic meanings.
但他让我们知道他们在一个山上会面，因为这里面是有属灵意义的。
Because most oftentimes mountain represents where people encounter God.
因为在通常情况下，山就预表着神与人相会的地方。
This is where God meets his people, such as at Mount Sinai.
这就是神在山上与他的子民会面，就比如说西乃山。
And the imagery of mountain is always to call into a trust of the mountain maker.
而关于山这个意象，更是让我们去信靠那个造山的创造主。
Such as in Psalm 121.
就比如像诗篇第121章。
我要向高山举目，我的帮助从何来？ That question, oh, 那个问题，哦，要不要翻译成英语？ Sorry. I'll lift my eyes to the hills. Okay. But essentially the question, the answer is,I'm not looking at the hills. I'm going to look at the maker of the hills.
这句话背后的意思是我并不是在看着那座山，而是我在看创造山的创造主。
And here we recall that Jesus gave the teachings on the character of the kingdom as the Sermon of the Mount.
这就让我们也想到耶稣基督在登山宝训中所传达的关于天国的
特质、
嗯
本质 and now on this mountain a commission is given. So, commission on the mount.
现在在这座山上，他又给了一个大大使命，所以这是一个登山宝令。
And why Galilee?
那为什么是加利利呢？
Mountain, okay, but why Galilee?
山可以，我们理解。那为什么是加利利呢？
Because there is spoken through Isaiah and understood by Matthew.
因为在以赛亚书曾经这么说啊，并且被马太就这样理解到是。
That this is going to be the beautiful prophecy that all nations will benefit from the good news.
这是一个美好的信息，万族万民都将因之得福。
It says that this is.The Galilee of the Gentiles.
他说是外邦人的加利利。
They would have seen, they've been living in darkness, but now they see a great light.
他们曾经生活在黑暗中，但他们现在看到了光明。
Again, it is a shout back out, a shout back to what God has spoken to this to Abraham.
也是让我们回想到神对亚伯拉罕说了什么话。
And so Jesus continues his ministry about the kingdom.
耶稣基督关于国度的事工仍然在继续中。
Because right after this writing that Matthew has on this prophecy of Isaiah,
就在马太福音引用了以赛亚书的这一段之后
，Matthew writes, "From that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.'"
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
So on the mountain, God is meeting His people.
所以在山上，神与他的民相见。
Giving His commission.
传达他的命令。
And it's going to be of Galilee. And that means that it's going to be of all nations.
而且是在加利利，是外邦人的加利利，所以是给万族万民的。
And this is going to be yet a continuation of that same message. Be repent for the kingdom of God is near.
而且所承接的信息是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
But this ministry is now going to be carried through his disciples.
而这个事工现在将由他的门徒继续执行。
Through AD 1
从公元从主后第一年
AD
2主后第二年
AD 3
主后第三年
AD 4
主后第四年
AD 2017
主后2017年
AD 2018
主后2018年
Until the end, well, assuming that 2018 is still not yet the end of the age. Okay, I'm not trying to make it like, oh, the future is going to come. Yeah.
直到世界的末了
The words that Jesus hadRepent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near, shall now become the words of the disciples.
耶稣基督所说的天国近了，你们应当悔改，也当成为门徒所当说的话。
Oops, my bad, I forgot. Okay, there is going to be a king.
将有一位王。
Jesus is bestowed of all authority in heaven and on earth.
耶稣基督就是被赋予天上地下所有权柄的那位王。
Yes, previously we have known that Jesus would calm the storm, would make food from a lunchbox, would cast out demons, would heal sicknesses.
是的，我们知道耶稣曾经平息过风浪，赐下过五饼二鱼，赶过鬼，医过病。
But now this is the resurrected King.
但现在是我们已经复活了的主，是复活了的王。
It is even more wondrous.
是更加的奇妙的。
It is the one who definitely holds.Eternal destiny in his hands.
是那位将永恒的生命握在他手中的王。
He is the one who once and for all have brought about the redemption for sinners.
他是那一次受死就拯救了所有罪人的罪。
He is the only one to have overcome death for all eternity.
他是那唯一战胜过死亡进入永恒的人。
And it is by his power that we too will then benefit.And be able to overcome death.
而因着他的能力，我们因此而得益，我们可以战胜死亡。
But he's living.
他是活着的。
All the saints are asleep.
所有的圣徒都睡了。
He remains the unique king.
他仍是那位唯一的王。
And that in this kingdom, he says that there is going to be citizens.
而他又说，他的国中会有子民。
Not everyone.
不是所有人。
But only the repentant ones.
而是只有悔改过的人。
The repentant ones.
悔改过的人。
And the repentant ones would have particular characteristics.
而悔改过的人会有他特别的特征。
They'll show themselves to be faithful to Christ.
他们会彰显出他们对主的忠心。
Meaning that there's this undying commitment and sworn allegiance to Jesus alone.
是他这个永远的忠心意味着永远的承诺，永远的效忠。
And so Jesus here tells us that there will be the baptisms.
所以耶稣基督告诉我们将会有洗礼。
And baptisms work on two levels.
洗礼有两个层面的意义。
And both levels will start to demonstrate the faithfulness.
两个意义都彰显着我们对神的忠心。
It's going to be the physical symbol.
它是一种物理的仪式。
That it helps us understand that we have died together with Christ and that we will also be raised.
它的意义是我们与基督同死也与他同复活。
It's a declaration of that faith in Christ.
是一个对神的信心的宣告。
But it's all this physical ritual is to symbolize that deeper life.
而这种物理仪式是对于更深的意义的一种象征。
It is one thing to be dumped in the water. Well, not okay. That's a little too casual. It's one thing to be immersed in the water and to emerge out of it.
有一个。
It is one thing to be in the water and to come out of it.
有一个是东西有一个什么
能够浸泡在水里并且从水里出来是一回事。Sorry, this is a very specific English phrasing. Okay. Yes, but there it needs to demonstrate. It needs to be a symbol that says the life will change.
但是它的象征是我们的生命的改变。
It has to say that there is going to be a change in our conviction and there is going to be a transformation of our lives.
它意味着我们信念的改变以及我们将会产生一种蜕变。
Because being washed by the water, but if your life remains untouched by that faith, it is vanity.
如果你只是被水洗了一遍，但是你的生命没有被神摸到的话，那是没有意义的。
In the Greek, there is this preposition 介词。
在希腊语中有这样一个介词。
And it speaks about this baptism is being baptized into。
洗礼是受洗而进入到。
We often make a misconception to say that it is by the name that I now baptize you.
我们曾经有这样的误解哈，就是奉你的名，我给你施洗。
As if it's only a channel.
好像只是一种管道。
Or a tool.
或者工具。
That the name of God is just a tool.
神的名只是一种工具。
But here Jesus is telling us that the baptism is to bring us under or bring us into the lordship, bring us into the relationship with Christ.
而现在耶稣基督告诉我们，受洗是借着洗进入到或者在他里面或者在他下面，是一种从属的关系。
Into the relationship with God the Father.
进入到与永生父的关系之中。
Into the relationship with God the Holy Spirit.
进入到与圣灵的关系之中。
It means that it is for a connection.
是一种联系。
And so that baptism, yes, is that there is a physical symbol, but it's also the baptism of the heart.
是的，洗礼是一种物理仪式，也是一种心灵的仪式。
That shows that yes, I am now faithful to Christ in my life.
它意味着我从此我的生命将对主忠心。
And Jesus tells us that the repentant ones would also be obedient.
耶稣基督也告诉我们，悔改的人是顺服的人。
It's not just about intellectual consent.
它并不是一种只是知识上的理解。
But that it's going to be knowledge that's put into action.
而是一种能付诸于行动的理解性的事情。
Because Jesus is not saying that you only teach.But there is a purpose, there is a destination for that teaching.
因为神说了，耶稣基督说了，不只是教训，而这个教训是有一个目的的。
And that is obedience.
这个目的就是遵守。
There are times where the kindness of brothers and sisters would come up, would bring them to me. Okay, kind brothers and sisters would come up to me and say,
比较友善的弟兄姐妹会过来跟我说
They say, Oh, thank you for the sermon today, it was good.
啊，谢谢你今天的讲道，讲得真好。
Of course, there are also that, Oh, today's sermon,
啊，当然也有那种时候，今天的讲道一般般了。
But I have asked, how is it good, not to make myself feel better, but how is it good, as in how is that going to prompt you to change, to translate God's teaching into obedience?
我会问到底怎么个好法我这么问不是为了让我自己感觉更良好一点而是想知道这样子的讲道会让你们怎么变成对基督的更加的顺服的状态
In fact, some seasoned pastors would say the true test is what happens after the sermon, not during.
有一些牧师就会说真正的考验是在讲道之后
Well, we obey what we have received.
我们会顺服于我们已经领受到神的旨意吗
Or will we say, that's a good opinion. I'll consider that.
我们会不会说，这主意挺好的，我会考虑的。
Or will we say there is authority coming from the pulpit?
或者我们会说，在这个旨意中是有权柄的，我要听。
I may not understand.
我可能不明白。
I may even disagree.
我可能甚至不同意。
But how will I then?Bring myself on to be submissive if I recognize that it is truth that is being taught.
但是我如何让我能臣服于神的权柄之下？当我知道这真的是神让我去做的事情的时候。
This obedience is uncompromising when these words are the truth that Jesus would speak.
而这种顺服是一种不能妥协的，因为这是神要我们去做的事情。
Because Jesus says.Everything I have commanded you.
因为耶稣基督说，凡我所吩咐你们的。
Meaning that Jesus, through His words and through His works,
它意味着耶稣基督所说的话，所行的事。
Both we are to look at and say that I will obey.
两者我们都应该仔细的看，并且说我愿意顺服。
It is both caught as well as taught.
是言传加身教。
And it comes with the authority of Christ.
它里面是有耶稣基督的权柄。
I've been through architecture training.
我曾经上过建筑学院。
And I have friends who've been through medical training.
我的朋友曾上过医学院。
And these two trainings are known in college to be pretty rough on the human person.
在大学里面，这两个专业被认为对人性是一种摧残。
And while we were in seminary. Okay, well, that was a very vividdescription. It means absolute rape and destruction of the human soul. Okay. Okay. Where was I? Okay. Oh, okay. And while in seminary school, we were asking one another, do you find this harder, seminary studies harder, or do you find medical school or architecture school harder?
当我们俩大学毕业以后，我们俩去神学院，然后我们就彼此问，你觉得现在神学院更难呢，还是以前的建筑学院或者医学院更难呢？
Because all have lots of readings.
因为都有很多很多需要读的。
Very critical mentors.
要非常辩证的思维。
And also the terrible lack of sleep.
非常非常少的睡觉的时间。
And we've come to a conclusion that it is the handling of the truth that is the hardest.
我们最后的结论是，对真理的把持是最难的。
Because when we speak,
因为当我们传讲的时候
，we have to be answerable to Christ.
我们必须在神面前交账。
That is fearsome.
这是非常可怕的事情。
And so when we come up and preach.
所以当我们讲道的时候
When we lead Bible studies
当我们带查经的时候
And by the way, right now when I say we I'm not saying just the elders or just the preachers
当我说我们的时候并不只意味着长老或者传道人
We
我们
Because we are disciple makers
因为我们都是要去万民做主门徒的人
When we speak to one another
当我们传讲话语的时候
Understand that it comes with the all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus.
要知道天上地下的权柄都已经赐给耶稣基督了。
So we have to ask, what has God have to say about this?
所以我们会去问神关于这一点想要我怎么说。
And Jesus tells us that repentant, faithful, obedient disciples are made.
然后耶稣基督告诉我们，悔改的、忠心的、顺服的门徒是被塑造出来的。
It tells us that it's going to be a process.
这意味着这将是一段过程。
It brings us into imageries, biblical imageries of, let's say, the potter.
这给了我们一个圣经里面的意象，比如窑匠。
Or the sower.
或者
the gardener.
或者耕地的人，花匠。
It tells us that making disciples is not just about, do you want to believe in Jesus? Yes? Okay, done. Great. Move on. No.
它意味着使万民做我们的门徒不是啊，你愿意信主吗 ？OK， 信了，太好了，完事了。
In fact, a commentator wrote that the completion of the commission is when a disciple is made.
而释经书里边这么说，再来一遍。
The completion of the commission is when a disciple is made.
大使命的完成是当人成为了主的门徒。
Meaning that this person who has now say, I want to take on this faith,
当这个人说我愿意接受这个信仰的时候，
is beginning to grow and transforming and continue to transform into the image of Christ.
是开始发生改变并开始蜕变，渐渐成为主耶稣基督的样式。
Again, when we read at both the Chinese and English translations,
当我们在读中英文翻译的时候，
we will say, oh, let's go!
我们会看去。
But in fact, there is only one main commandment from Jesus.
但其实在这段话里面只有一个是命令式的。
And that is make.
而是使人做他的门徒那个使。
That is the command to make disciples.
这是那个大使命，是使人做主的门徒。
Of course we have to go.
当然我们得去。
Because that is how we get there.
那是我们到不同地方的方式。
But the commission is for us to make disciples.
但使命是我们要使万民做主的门徒。
And by inference, the understanding is that we are also to be disciples.
同时，它隐含的意义是我们也需要自己是主的门徒。
And Jesus is speaking to every disciple.
耶稣基督是对所有的门徒在说这句话。
Every believer.
每一个信主的人
Every Christian
每一个基督徒
So there's going to be the king
所以那会有一个王
There are the citizens of the kingdom
有属天的子民
They are repentant, faithful, obedient, they are made
他们是悔改的忠心的顺服的
塑造成的
被塑造成这样的
And there is this king who is ever present with his citizens
而又有一位王他永远与他的子民同在
The word always
这个介词常常
translates in this particular expression
在这个地方有一个特别的意义
It tells us it's the whole of every day
它意味着每一天的每个时刻
At least personally for me when I read the word always it's just like really fast
至少我自己吧当我读常常这个词的时候我也觉得就是一瞬间
But when I understand that it's the whole of every day
当我知道在这里它的意义是每一天的每个时刻的时候
It tells me that wow that always is really by the second
它就让我知道常常这个词真的是每分每秒的意思
It tells me howI can obey Jesus' words to not have to worry about tomorrow.
他告诉我，我可以去顺服耶稣基督的话，而且不用为明天担心。
Because it's not as if tomorrow is when I need to have control now because Jesus is not going to be with me.
他并不意味着明天我就得自己管事了，因为耶稣基督将不与我同在了。
But it tells me that even when I am asleep, even if I am actually dreaming, even in a nightmare, somehow. Jesus is with us always.
它意味着，就算我在睡觉的时候，就算我在做梦的时候，甚至我在做噩梦的时候，耶稣基督都与我同在，常常与我同在。
Jesus knows that going out with this commission is not going to be a piece of cake.
耶稣基督知道让门徒带着这样的大使命出去并不是小菜一碟的一件事。
So he grants us that authority as well as that assuring presence.
所以他不仅给了我们能力也给了我们他同在的这样子的安心。
And we need to know who is present with us.
我们需要知道到底是谁与我们同在。
This is the one who has power.
他是那位有能力者。
This is one who is loving.
他是那位爱我们的主。
Who is gracious to us.
是对我们满有恩典的主。
This is the one who has displayed the love of God on the cross.
他是那位在十字架上彰显了神的爱。
And displayed to us the power that he has when he's no longer in the tomb.
他在空坟墓就已经向我们彰显了他的大能。
Think of the times that when you are venturing into the unknown.
想象一下你对 一片未知你要进去冒险的时候
We often ask for help from those who have at least walked the path
我们会常常去向那些至少走过一遍的人去询问一下经验
And so you know you have Yelp
你知道就有一个 app 叫 Yelp
Because oh no I'm in a new town I don't want to get diarrhea So where should I go eat that's good food and safe?
我到了一个新的城市，我可不想随便吃拉肚子，所以我要上 Yelp 去查一查，起码哪些地方的吃的是安全的。
There's Trip Advisor.
有那种旅程的
中
建议的软件。
对，是。But much greater than that, we have Christ who has walked.
但是我们有耶稣基督，这比那些都好太多了。
And so Jesus gives us his grand goals.
所以耶稣基督给了我们他这样宏大的目标。
In summary, that there is a king.
总结一下就是，将会有一位王。
They are the citizens.
我们就是子民。
And there is a king who is ever present with his citizens.
而这位王将永远与他的子民同在。
There is no expiration date of his presence with every of his little Christ.
他与他的每一个小基督同在的时间是没有截止的。
And this is our grand reality, even in the present.
这就是我们现在时的最宏大的事实。
Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20 is like this opening paragraph to a new chapter of the same book.
马太福音28章18到20节就像一个新篇章的开头。
It's this narrative that continues to write until the end of this very age.
这样的叙述会持续的书写直到世界的末了。
If you and I are disciples of Christ, we know that we are the living Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20.
如果你我都需要称自己是神的门徒的话，那我们就要活在马太福音二十八章十八到二十节中。
If we take the time to start to trace our spiritual genealogy or lineage,
如果我们来开始寻求我们属灵生命的真实的话
，You will trace yourself back to Christ.
你会逐渐逐渐找回到耶稣基督那里的。
We will all find ourselves. Wow, we are so part of this.
我们会发现，哇，我们仍然是这个中间的一部分。
That what Jesus first spoke as a grand description and prescription is now our lived reality.
耶稣基督起先所描述的那宏大的现实，就是我们现在所生活的现实。
And we know that this is only a partial glimpse into the fuller reality that's going to come.
而我们也知道，这只是对那将要来到的那种全备的事实的一个。一撇而已。
And so for some of us who are hurting,
所以我们中的有些人受伤。
心理受伤。And we have experienced the comfort of the Lord with us right now, even as tears stream down our faces.
我们有那样子的经历，就是神给我们带来的安慰，即使我们还在痛苦的流涕中。
Already, that is beautiful.
这已经很美妙了。
What of the day when there's no more tears, no more sorrow?
而直到那个日子没有任何苦难没有任何眼泪的时候那将是什么样子的呢
We are already tasting that grand reality.
我们已经尝到那宏大的现实
What we know in part now, we will know in full.
我们现在只知道部分而将来我们将知道全部
Because Christ did die on the cross to redeem our sins.
因为耶稣基督已经死在十字架上为要赎我们的罪
And he has been raised that seal our reconciliation with God
他已经复活并且这个复活就印证了我们与神已经和好
Seal that resurrection on that glorious day
印证了将来要来到的那个荣耀的一天
Is the grand vision of Christ ours?
耶稣基督这个宏大的目标也是我们的目标吗
Do we so desire to be a disciple and to be a disciple maker?
我们渴望成为他的门徒并且成为使万民做他门徒的人吗
Or do we continuously, stubbornly, erroneously, even fatally, are contented with our little dreams?
或者说我们还是就是很自私的甚至是很致命的一直在持守着我们这样小的可怜的目标呢
Jesus has strong words against our potentially selfish and shallow hashtag goals
耶稣基督对我们这种潜在的这种小心眼有一个很强硬的话
So do not worry saying what shall we eat or what shall we drink orWhat shall we wear?
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么
For the believers run after all these things. No. For pagans, for people who do not believe in God, run after all these things. 我故意讲错
我知道我知道等会让我想是说他这里是说信主的人是在追求吃什么喝什么穿什么吗不是的外邦人才追求这些
And your heavenly father knows that you need them
你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的
And what are disciples to do? Seek first the kingdom and righteousness of God
而门徒们应该做什么呢是你们要先求他的国和他的义
So if a doctor
所以如果一个医生
If you're a janitor
如果你是一个看门人
If you're a scientist
如果你是个科学家
If you're an artist
如果你是个艺术家
If a parent
如果你是个家长
If a child
孩子
If a boss
老板
If an employee
雇员
Little Christ
小基督
That is who we are to be as a doctor, as a janitor, as a scientist, as an artist
无论我们是医生、雇员、其他的我们都是小基督
Let us all pray so that we will have these amazing opportunities to lead another into the name of the Father, Son, and the Spirit
我们所有人都应该虔心的祷告我们都有这样子的机会能引领别人进入父子圣灵同在的这样子的美好中
These two are by the name of Tommy and Ed
这两个人的名字叫 Tommy 和 Ed
They were very good friends
他们是很好的朋友
And it was only that And they were only they remained as only good friends for a period of time
他们在一段时间内只是好朋友
But then there came this time when they became brothers in Christ
但到了一个时间他们成为了弟兄
And on the 17th of September they wrote this
在9月17号他们这么写
30 years ago today a conversation happened that went something like this
30年前发生了这样一段对话
Tommy said Hey Ed you want to come to my church tonight? There's free pizza
Tommy 说 Hey Ed 你今天晚上想来我们教会吗免费的披萨哦
Eddie said Why not? I've got nothing better to do.
Ed 说可以啊反正我也没事做。
That night, Eddie said yes to God.
就在那个晚上 ,Eddie 对神说了。
Neither one of them knew what was in store.
Eddie 对神说了好。
Sorry. Neither one of them knew what was in store for them.
们中间谁都不知道未来为他们预备的是什么。
Thank you, Lord, for using two dorks like us.
谢谢主，可以这样使用我们这两个白痴。
呆子哦，我、oh, OK 啊、，OK。Look them up. Okay, look them up online. Okay, they're called the skit guys.
你可以上网查他们，他们叫戏剧小子。
God is now using them to speak of many gospel truths through skits.
现在神使用他们来传讲许多圣经的真理，用戏剧的这个形式。
They were just friends.
他们以前只是朋友而已。
But one had desire another for another to be more than a friend.
但其中一个想和另外一个人不是只当朋友而已。
To be most likely more than a brother in Christ. Most likely to also be more than a brother in Christ.
而更愿意成为在主内的弟兄。
Most of all, to be a little Christ.
而是成为一个小基督。
That Tommy would want to see Ed become a little Christ.
Tommy 想让 Ed 也成为一个小基督。
We need to ask for divine appointments that God will somehow place us in.
我们需要寻求神给我们的一个属天的旨意。
And that we can have that sensitivity and the courage to speak God's name.
让我们有一颗敏感的、勇敢的心去传讲神的话。
I hope for all of you to have heard the beautiful sounds of, "Hey, I accepted Christ. I've becoming a Christian."
我希望你们所有人都可以听到这样美妙的声音，就是 "Hey, 我信主了，我现在是基督徒了。
And you'll be surprised by how these divine appointments do come, but we need to seize them.
你会惊讶。这样子的属天的旨意会什么时候临到你？但是你肯定会看到的。
There was this time I was a tour guide to a friend who was visiting Singapore.
有一次我给来新加坡旅游的朋友当导游。
And so I was telling him that this whole notion of divine appointment is very interesting.
我就跟他说，这个关于属天的旨意这件事是非常有趣的。
I said, "Hey, who knows? You know, today we might, even though we're going to the beach, we might get to speak Jesus' name."
谁知道呢？你们俩可能就是去海滩玩，但是你就传了个道。
And it happened.
就这么成了。
He was by the sea. I was just sitting on the bank of the beach.
我们俩就这么坐在那个沙滩上。
Somehow he struck up a conversation with a youth.
他就突然提到了一个年轻人的事情。
And when he came back, I said, "Do you know him?"
然后他就说，你认识他吗？
And he said, "No, but we just started talking, and he asked if he could join us on this tour of this resort island."
然后我们说不认识啊，但是他就这么加入我们来旅游。
And that.Okay, sure. I mean, why not, right?
我说好啊，为什么不呢？
It turns out this youth was leaving for China that very night.
然后我们后来知道，这个年轻人当天晚上就离开新加坡。
He still had many questions about the faith.
他仍然对于信仰有很多的问题。
And there came an opportunity, an opportunity, an opportunity to clarify, to speak, to bring God's truth into the person's life.
而这就是神给我们的机会，去不断的传讲，去不断的解释，去把神的真理带到别人的生命中。
And somehow I have a piece of paper and a pen with me that day.
我也不知道为什么，我就有一张纸，一支笔。
That I could write out a summary and draw stuff, parts, you know, charts and arrows, and to try to summarize what we've talked about, so that he could take with him back home.
我就有机会可以把我们所说的然后画出来写成表格然后总结出来这样子他可以带回国
Did I make a disciple? I don't think so
我使他成为门徒了吗我不这么认为
But do I thank God for an opportunity to even be part of it? Yes
但是我感谢神让我至少有一个机会成为他生命的一部分
Is there an Eddie in your life?
在你的生命中有 Eddie 这样的人吗
Would you be a Tommy?
你会成为那个汤米吗？
When the Great Commission was given, it was entrusted to disciples who were faithful and obedient.
当耶稣基督的大使命给到我们的时候，是托付给那些忠心顺服的门徒。
And the word doubted in verse 17 really speaks about they were hesitating, not unbelief.Okay, but they were hesitating.
在十七节那里有个词叫疑惑，这里的意思并不是他们不信，而是他们犹豫。
It's possibly because the resurrected Christ is not immediately recognizable.
有可能是因为刚刚复活的主没法那么快被他们认出来。
So if you think about sometimes you go through makeovers, you'll be like, that's you, but wow, you look different, but still you.
你就可以想象，如果有一天谁化了很浓的妆，你会说
，OK， 是改变造型啊，改变造型，
不是，
对对，对，改变造型，哦，
好吧，就是穿了奇装异服，然后你就说，你就说，哎，这是你吗？哎，好像是哎，但是你看起来不一样哎。
And also.This reality of a resurrected Christ, they're still dealing with the grief, and all of a sudden Jesus standing in front of you. What is going on? How are you to respond?
你就可以想象一下，一个刚刚死了的基督突然一下站在你面前，你要怎么反应啊？你就说，到底怎么回事啊？我要怎么去接受这个现实啊？
So yes, they still worship, but then there's also there's some who had that hesitation of.What?
他们确实是他们拜耶稣，但是有一些人就仍然是那个状态，就是到底什么呀？
But we see that they are faithful and obedient because they still did what Jesus told them to do.
但是我们看到他们仍然是忠心顺服的，因为就算他们这样子的犹豫，他们还是去了。
And that is to still go meet Jesus on the mountain.
他们仍然去山上去见耶稣。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
What is your hashtag goals?
你的目标是什么呢
How is it going to impact not just yourself but those around you?
它要如何的影响不仅仅是你自己而是你周围的所有人呢
Parents, are you discipling your children?
家长们你在使你的孩子成为主的门徒吗
It's going to be a process, no doubt.
这将是一个很长的过程
But by God's word, it is where family is where it starts.
但是神告诉我们家庭就是这件事情应该开始的地方
Children, are you willing disciples? Are you willing to be discipled by your parents?
孩子们你们愿意让家长带你们成为门徒吗
Or perhaps might you even be humble to also bring about discipleship to your parents?
或者你愿意谦卑下来自己去问你的家长你愿意带我成为门徒吗
Because again, God has established the family as the unit for where strong discipleship will be groomed.
因为神确实设立了家庭这个单位，让门徒训练成为一个非常重要的过程。
And wherever we are,
不论我们在什么地方
，whatever we're doing,
不论我们做什么事
，whatever our roles in society is,
不论我们的社会职能是什么。
Are we praying for divine opportunities to both be and also make disciples?
我们都祈求那个属天的意象让我们成为并且使别人也成为主的门徒吗
Do we love God's word?
我们爱神的话吗
Do we love God's works?
我们爱神的工作吗
Or are we still pursuing what the pagans are pursuing without God's kingdom in view?
或者我们仍然在求那些外邦人所求的而没有神国的意向呢
Again, going to good schools, having good careers, these are not wrong things, these are good things.
我再说了一遍去好学校做好的工作这些不是错的事情
In the hands of the good God.
如果这一切都在我们奇妙的神的手中的话
Blessings need to be from the one who blesses.
恩典必须是由那赐恩典的那位赐下的。
So it does ache us, I hope. It does pain our hearts.
这确实会让我们很扎心。
To see when we skip out on opportunities to learn, to serve, even to sing praises.
看 看到我们曾经错过的那些学习圣经的机会，甚至是唱圣诗的机会。
When we are late for Sunday service,
当我们主日聚会的时候迟到的时候
，It is not a disrespect to time.
它并不是对时间的不尊重。
It is a missed opportunity to start worshiping God together with our fellow brothers and sisters.
而是你失去了那个与弟兄姐妹一同敬拜主的机会。
When we skip out on Sunday school,
当我们错过主日学的时候
is a missed opportunity to immerse ourselves together with brothers and sisters, to learn, to share, to uphold.
也是同样的，错过的那个与弟兄姐妹一起分享、一起仰望神的机会。
As we come to the Lord's table,
当我们来到主桌面前
Let us think
让我们思想
What will be the message that you and I will proclaim through the way that we live?
我们的生命你我的生命所彰显的是什么样的一种信息呢
Ultimately, who will people see as worthy of worship?
最终的目的是人们是怎么看我们到底敬拜的是谁呢
Are we disciples whose Lord is worthy of self-denial and cross carrying?
我们是那位配得上十字架舍己的主的门徒吗
Or are we disciples whose Lord is inconsequential?
或者我们是一位无关紧要的主的门徒呢
Or even might we be more of a disciple of, you know, just insert whatever name, such as a Beyonce. Are we more of a disciple of Beyonce than of Christ?
更有甚者我们或者是谁谁谁的门徒你可以自己插名字的我们更有甚者是那些人的门徒而不是耶稣基督的门徒吗
As we come to the Lord's table
当我们来到主桌面前
May we know that we are disciples of Christ
愿我们知道我们是基督的门徒
We've been given the grand vision
他已经赐下我们这宏大的目标
The grand commission
宏大的使命
and we're living the grand reality
我们已经在这宏大的现实中生活了
May we come to the Lord's table and worship Him
让我们来到主桌面前敬拜他
Let us now spend some time in quiet meditation
让我们现在花几分钟时间默祷